Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I'm a list maker. Because of that, when years ago I attended a New Year's Day party, and part of the celebration included making lists, I was there. The host passed out paper and pens to everybody, and we were asked to write down those aspects of our lives that we wanted to get rid of in the new year. After we completed our lists, we all tossed them in the fire. We watched them go up in smoke. Other times, the party was more adventuresome, and we threw our lists into great bonfires. I found this list making and burning so therapeutic I continued it, even in those years when I wasn't able to join my friends, or they were out of town and they didn't have the celebration. But thanks to my love of lists, I then decided, well, why limit it to New Year's Day? Why not make lists of particular areas of concern that I found troubling for one reason or another, to sensitize myself to the need for change, and then burn them at any time? Although this particular podcast will be uploaded on January 1st, 2014, I encourage you to make your lists anytime you want. Naturally, being who I am and what I do, I would suggest that one of your list options could be related to the animals in your life, or maybe just your relationship with animals in general. For example, when I made my first animal-related list, one of the things that headed the list was, man, I needed to do something about my impatience. At least for me, when I was young enough to have the energy to think I wanted things done instantly, I wasn't smart enough to have the knowledge and the experience to pull it off. And if anything, it would take me longer. If you find yourself getting impatient with your animals, put impatience on your list. What about worry? Do you worry about your animals? Or just have animal-related worries in general, like are you feeding the right diet? Are you vaccinating for the right diseases at the right time? Did you spay or neuter your animal at the right time, or, oh my God, was it the wrong time? Worry, 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 worry. Again, from the pinnacle of maturity, as I like to think about it, trust me, what the statistician said is true. At least 80% of what we worry about never ever happens. And of that remaining 20%, probably, what, 1% comes out better than we thought it would, 1% comes out worse than we thought it would, and the remainder, heck, it just didn't make any difference, and you wonder why you ever worried about it in the first place. So if you're a worrier, put worry on your list of animal-related qualities in yourself that you'd like to shed this new year. You can also put more mundane concerns on your list. For example, are you a dog nail delayer? It would be so much better if I did it more often. But sometimes I delay, and every time I delay, I hate it. And so, dog nail trimming delay periodically appears on my list. Another one is keeping food and water dishes clean. It seems rather foolish wanting to give our dogs and our cats the very best, and then we feed it in a dish that hasn't been washed for a week. If you're one of those people, put pet food and water bowl hygiene on your list too. Grooming. When's the last time you groomed your dog or cat? If you haven't done it personally, when is the last time you had it done? I'm sure once you start thinking about your list, other ideas will come to you. What can I say? There's something cathartic about finishing the list, and in my case, just opening the wood stove, tossing it in there, and watching it burn. Every time I do it, I can't help thinking of a quote of Henry David Thoreau. "Go thou my incense upward from this hearth and ask the gods to pardon this clear flame." When we put down our faults, when we put down our shortcomings, we recognize them, we acknowledge them as real. And once we acknowledge them as real, then we have a better chance of dealing with them.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.